we can't take seriously anything that Mike Pompeo says about the relationship between the United States and Iran. The sanctions that have been imposed on Iran through the influence of the United States have nothing to do with improving the lives of the Iranian people, just the opposite. It's more about holding the Iranian people hostage for the purpose of influencing or trying to influence the policies of the Iranian government. The real issues between the United States and Iran stem back to the revolution of 1979. What happened, of course, was that a revolution was carried out in Iran that removed a puppet government of the United States, the government of the Pahlavi family, that government was replaced by a new government that refused to be incorporated into the American system on an international level. And the reason that the United States has such a deep-seated grudge against Iran is because of that. It's because of the fact that Iran was a nation that defied the American empire, and the fact that in the eyes of the Americans, that sets an example that they don't want other countries to repeat. So that's the real issue there. And another issue, of course, that compounds the situation is the relationship between the United States and Israel, because Israel has so much influence over the foreign policy of the United States in the Middle East. The fact that Israel regards Iran as one of its most important regional competitors in the area, that also intensifies the hostility of the United States towards Iran. And a third issue that has to be considered is Saudi Arabia, and the fact that Saudi Arabia is also very closely aligned with the United States and influential in the United States, and the fact that the American petroleum industry has such extensive holdings in Saudi Arabia also guarantees that the hostility between the United States and Iran will be maintained because of the interest of the Saudis and their influence over the United States. So what Mike Pompeo is saying is simply for public consumption. A lot of Americans, ordinary Americans, have no idea what the conflict between the United States and Iran is all about. Most Americans probably could not find Iran on a map if they were asked to do so. And this kind of rhetoric that's coming from the Secretary of State is simply propaganda that is meant for public consumption, but that no one takes seriously, that has any ideas at all about, you know, the history behind the conflict between the United States and Iran. So this is just very, very crass, shallow propaganda that's being perpetrated by the Secretary of State. It's meant purely for public consumption on the most lowbrow, lowest common denominator level. And it's in an effort by the Secretary of State to simply camouflage and obscure the real issues that are involved in this conflict.